Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey friends, it's Mr. Jim, and welcome back to Kid Short Stories. I have had so much fun hanging out with you on Instagram Live, so make sure you don't miss out on any of those lives on the Kid Short Stories Instagram. Well, today's story is part two of Weston's crazy skateboard monster adventure. Have you guys made any thoughts or clues of to why that monster didn't eat Weston's skateboard? Maybe he's afraid of something. Well, let's go! All right, everybody calm down, said Weston. You see, all of his friends were in a complete panic, realizing that there is a real skateboard monster living in their neighborhood. That's easy for you to say, Weston, said one of his friends. Your skateboard didn't get eaten. Mine did. I know, and I'm so sorry that happened to you, said Weston. But I think we can use this video, and if we work together, I think we can maybe get all your skateboards back.
Thanks, Weston.
Well, yeah, I guess we do gotta work together, said one of his friends. All right, let's open that video back up. All of them huddled around the screen as they looked at the video of this real skateboard monster that had entered into Weston's open garage. Can we zoom in on it? Yeah, let me try, said Weston. He pinched the screen to make it zoom in and moved it closer to the skateboard monster. All right. Wait, look at that. Right there, when it came in, it looks like it saw something and got really scared. What was it looking at? All of his friends ran over to the garage. They looked around to see what that monster might have seen to get it scared off. The only thing I see over there is the screwdriver. Wait, you don't think it's afraid of the screwdriver, do you? Oh yeah, remember Weston had left his screwdriver right on the floor because he had to go in to eat dinner, right? Yeah, I bet that monster is afraid of screwdrivers. That makes a lot of sense. If a skateboard monster is real, he's totally going to be afraid of screwdrivers. Weston picked up the screwdriver and bravely said, Guys, we need more screwdrivers. Everybody, go home and get a screwdriver. I don't know what we're going to use it for or how, but it's definitely a piece of solving this mystery. All of Weston's friends took off running back for their homes. They had to get more screwdrivers. Weston did some more studying of the film and realized that that giant skateboard monster was actually like a whole bunch of skateboards like tied on together somehow. I don't think he's eating them. I think he's like building himself into a bigger and bigger skateboard using all of our boards. Weston was starting to come up with a plan in his mind. And he knew that he was going to need to use his board because it was the last board in the neighborhood, but he was going to have to use his board as monster bait. The rain had finally stopped, but it was getting darker. As his friends arrived back with all the screwdrivers, Weston told them the plan. All right, guys, I'm going to put my skateboard in the middle of my front yard. We have to hide behind all the bushes and trees, and we have to take cover. Because whenever that monster comes out and tries to steal my skateboard, we have to try and catch that monster with our screwdrivers because I think all of your skateboards are somehow attached to that one monster. And if we can catch him, then maybe, just maybe, you can get your boards back. Weston and his friends all made a circle together and putting their arms around each other's shoulders. They all realized how big of a moment this was going to be. They were going to take on the skateboard monster. All right, positions. Everyone, get in your spots. Go, said Weston, as he laid his skateboard, his sacrificial skateboard monster bait, in the middle of his front yard. He took a deep sigh of a mix of many emotions. Some excited and some scared if that monster really does come and get away with his skateboard. Have you ever felt like a mix of emotions where you feel like a lot of different things at one time? Yeah, me too. And that's exactly what Weston is feeling right now, but he's going to choose to be brave. One, two, three. All right. He put his skateboard down and got into his position. All of the friends were completely surrounding his front yard as it was growing darker and darker. The sun was setting, and it was a perfect time to catch a skateboard monster. One of the most important parts of Weston's plan was his net shooter in his back pocket. He had to be ready to catch that crazy skateboard monster. Him and his friends were waiting for what seemed like an eternity. But finally, something happened.
Did you guys hear that?
Said Johnny, whispering to one of the other friends.
Shh! Be quiet.
That was the sound of the skateboard monster getting closer and closer.
Everyone, get ready. Don't move,
whispered Weston as he was waving hand signals to everyone in the different positions around the front yard. And just then, they saw it. The skateboard monster had grown to an unbelievable size, almost as big as them. It had accumulated so many skateboards from so many places and was now a ginormous creature. As Weston waited for the right moment, the skateboard monster was approaching his skateboard bait.
All right, 3, 2, 1, go!
Shouted Weston. All of the friends came charging out, holding their screwdrivers out in front of them, almost like a sword. The skateboard monster started to spin in terror as he looked for a way to escape, but he was completely surrounded. Weston pulled his net shooter out of his back pocket, aimed it directly at the monster.
We got it!
Shouted Weston. And everybody, using their screwdrivers, were able to pry off their skateboard from the monster. One by one, their skateboards popped off and the monster got smaller and smaller and smaller until pretty soon, he vanished.
Yes! We got all our boards back! Weston, you're amazing!
Shouted one of his friends. I couldn't have done it without you guys. I'm so glad that you all got your skateboards back, said Weston.
Wow! What an unbelievable adventure! I've never heard of a skateboard monster before, but now I know exactly what we need to do in case he starts stealing our skateboards!
Well, my friends, that may be the end of this story, but I'm sure it's just the beginning of Weston and his friends' great skateboard adventures. The end.
Great job, you listened all the way to the end, and you know what time it is. It's time for good shout-outs. I want to say hey to Bear from Dallas, Texas, Myrna from Seattle, Aaron from Virginia, Mason and Maya from North Carolina, Rowan from Clark Summit, Pennsylvania, Oliver, Quentin, and Isabel from New York City, Benny and Lucas from Tucker, Georgia, and Reed and Ryan from Raleigh, North Carolina. I'm so glad that you're all in the Kid Short Stories family and on our spy team. We could not stop Dr. Stinky Breath and his crew without you, my friends. Well, you have a super duper day. Bye.
Hey, it's me, Blippi, and this is my best friend, Mika.
Hi, I'm Mika, and this is our brand new podcast,
Blippi and Mika's Road Trip. The Blippi-mobile will take us to amazing places.
And we'll meet new friends along the way.
Listen to Blippi and Mika's Road Trip podcast on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.